George Gibson is an ordained minister. Nearly everyone calls him elder, as in a church elder. He says his needle exchange program is related to his religious work.
I see it as being an AIDS ministry.
But he used to wonder if handing out clean needles and condoms to drug addicts was promoting risky behavior. He'd much rather they not use drugs at all.
A lot of times people may ask, how could you be involved with something like this if you're a minister? I see it as my first and foremost is abstinence, but I know that's not going to happen with everybody, and I have to deal with reality.
Elder started his needle exchange program with a $1,500 grant from the North American Syringe Exchange Network, or NASEN, in Washington State. Now he buys the syringes out of his own pocket from them, and sometimes people donate unused needles. We met outside a busy big box store in Miami-Dade. A cop had parked right in front of the store, and shoppers walked in and out while we sat with Donna, one of his regular clients, in her SUV. Just looking at her, you might think she's a soccer mom, but Donna is a drug addict with hepatitis C. She says for the past 4 years, she's been shooting up Dilaudid, a prescription pain medication that's supposed to be taken orally.
If it wasn't for Elder, I don't really know what I would do. I might resort to dirty needles. I might keep using dull needles and really mutilating myself.
She says that's what she used to do.
I don't know if you can tell, but I just, like, mutilated my whole arm. Sometimes you only see, like, a little dot, 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 dot. Mine's a big, wide scar just trying to get the needle in.
Hepatitis C is on the rise in South Florida. And Florida has one of the highest rates of HIV in the country.
We have a real epidemic here.
Dr. Hansel Tooks is a second-year resident at Jackson Memorial Hospital. He works in the hospital's HIV clinic. He's been trying to convince state lawmakers to implement a needle exchange program since he was a medical student at the University of Miami.
It's interesting because Indiana just passed their emergency needle exchange bill. They had a substantial number of cases, but this is everyday Jackson Memorial Hospital. In any other place, what happens here every day would be a public health emergency.
Last year, Miami-Dade had more new HIV infections than any other county in the state. Broward was second. Took says he'd like to see a needle exchange program go statewide, but in a concession to the conservative nature of the legislature, he decided to push for a tiny pilot program in Miami-Dade. He doesn't need lawmakers to fund this. It would be supported by private money. But he does need their approval because needle exchange programs are against Florida law.
I understand you might have a moral objection to this type of program, but it's more morally reprehensible to have a proven treatment known to prevent disease and withhold it from people.
Tooks also stresses that a needle exchange program would save money. He says it would only cost a little over $150,000 to implement. While last year, Jackson spent more than $11 million on hospitalizations related to injection drug use. This year, the bill hit a major roadblock in the state house when a lawmaker from Miami refused to schedule it for a hearing. Republican Representative Michael Beleka told the Miami Herald the information in the needle exchange proposal didn't provide a compelling need for it. Despite being turned down by lawmakers for 3 straight years, Took says he's not giving up. He calls the work of people like George Gibson honorable and says he's been encouraged to join other underground needle exchange programs.
Of course, I could lose my medical license for doing so. So it definitely takes an altruistic person like Mr. Gibson to be doing this in Florida. And he's really, I'm fighting to make what he's doing legal.
Gibson, the man whose clients and friends call him Elder, says he sees his work as civil disobedience in the vein of Gandhi and Rosa Parks.
I plan on doing it, I guess, until it's a cure.
Delivering drug paraphernalia is a third-degree felony in Florida. If Elder were to be convicted of that, he could spend 5 years in prison. For Health News Florida, I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.